Immigration detention has no set time limit in Canada. The only mechanism for reviewing individuals' cases after they've been detained is a process called detention review, which is the focal point of the Ontario boycott. Detention reviews determine whether Canada should deport, continue to detain, or release an individual in immigration custody. Early estimates indicate Canadian immigration authorities detained as many as 10,000 people last year. Detention for over 70% of migrants here lasts for 48 hours. For the others, it can last for months or even years. Currently, there are approximately 145 migrants who have been in detention nationwide for over 6 months. Migrants participating in the boycott say their protest is an action of last resort against a system they believe is rigged against them. McDonald Scott, an immigration consultant who has represented detained migrants since 1998, agrees.
The rates have dropped in such an alarming way in the last three to five years that I don't know what else could say it.
Scott is not alone in believing political interference is affecting a system the Canadian government says is just and fair. A report compiled by Toronto activists documents an overall decrease in the number of migrants released from detention since 2008. It also notes discrepancies in releases based on where in Canada detention occurs and which government official presides over a case. The trends in Ontario, however, stand out. One of the report's authors, Syed Hassan, explains.
We've shown signs that show that individual judges vary, but that something very specific is happening in Ontario where people are released just lesser and are held for longer days, and release rates are falling. In other words, somebody is instructing or something is making these judges, not judges, politically appointed board members release less people each year.
The government denies the report's findings, stating that its officials are independent and not subject to political interference or influence. The boycott symbolizes the second large-scale action immigration detainees held in Ontario have taken in less than 12 months. Their previous action was a hunger strike that lasted 65 days. The boycott is set to continue until June 30th. Erin Hudson, FSRN, Toronto.